Thank you much, and welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. All week long, everybody's been talking about the freeze we're going to get on Friday morning. All we've got so far is a wind advisory for tonight, but already the Western Dakotas have posted a freeze watch for tomorrow night for the western two-thirds of North Dakota, including Adams County, North Dakota. Hannah Nordby, extension agent out there at Hettinger. That's not too big of a deal, is it? Freezing temperatures for you?
No, it's not too big of a deal. We've already had a couple light frosts and everything. Although, I was just chatting with my mom, and she's hurrying to get all her garden produce harvested and into the house before that hard freeze.
Yeah, you got to get those tomatoes that still have a little potential and all the other things. And so it's time to go help mom with some canning, huh?
Yeah, canning, some freezing. Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend for her.
For sure. All righty. Hey, it's pasture land out there around Hettinger, and canola and sunflowers. And what is being combined right now?
Yeah, no, I've been talking to a couple different producers this week. One family, they have started combining corn. They're just, at the beginning stages there. So that's happening. Other folks are kind of at the tail end of their soybeans. And depending on where they're at in the county, their corn and sunflowers are still too wet to start on them yet. But a lot of folks, they've chopped their corn silage and everything, and that's kind of wrapped up for us. But it's kind of one of those harvests. We had a long planting season, and that's led to a long harvest season this fall.
Yeah. But a better than average, or what are producers saying? Are they somewhat satisfied?
Again, that kind of depends on where you're at in the county. You know, we got a lot of good moisture early in the summer, and then it dried up, in July and August and everything. And so I know some people are saying that their soybeans maybe aren't the best. They could have used another shot of rain in August. And then I know that, like, that corn silage, that kind of dried out faster than some folks wanted to. But I would also say overall, yields are decent. And if they're maybe not exactly what folks are wanting, prices have been helping them out.
For sure.
It's all balancing out.
Yeah. All right. Another big crop you have out there, pheasants. How are they running across the road in front of you when you're driving down the highway?
I haven't seen too many, although I will admit I am not the hunter in my family. But I know we've got friends that are coming out, and my brothers are really anticipating hunting season, as are, different businesses that really thrive this time of year with the extra business that it brings to town.
Sure, yeah. And a lot of folks in the east head out to Hettinger and Bucyrus and Bowman, mm-hmm. and try to harvest some pheasants for the fall. Now, you mentioned the dry last part of the summer. Boy, that sure browned up pastures in a serious way. Any major concerns for cattle?
Yeah. I think everybody is maybe a little bit nervous heading into the winter time, just because we haven't had a lot of water or rain this fall and everything. So I guess it'll be kind of interesting to see how much snowfall we get this winter. But fortunately, there was enough growth at the beginning of the year that pastures aren't looking too beat up. So it's okay right now, but, those circumstances can quickly change. But I always try to encourage people that your local extension agent, it's input from us and other stakeholders that help determine that drought map that they send out on a weekly basis. And so if you're seeing something on the drought map that you're like, I don't know, I think we're drier than what is being shown there, definitely reach out to your local extension agent, share different photos of what your pasture lands are looking like, or your dams, to help them better help inform those decisions when it comes to putting together those drought maps across the state.
Excellent point to make. Yeah, the source of all of that data, local extension agents. And hey, we thank you for what you do. Thanks for the visit. Hannah Nordby, NDSU Extension, Adams County, out there in Hedinger. Hey, have a good fall, and go help Mom. She needs the help, apparently.
I agree.
Okay.
Family quality bonding time.
Oh, you bet. She misses you. So, okay. Talk to you later, Hannah. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye now. All right. Hey, it's 1:43. This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Sugar Beet Harvest Report coming up next on Farm Talk.